Hello, everybody, and welcome to the podcast. This is All Sports Best. I'm Trey Gonzalez here with two special guests, and they are going to be on the Athlete Spotlight of the Week. And I'm here with Xander Elizondo and Austin Atencio. How are you guys doing today?
I'm good.
I'm just chilling, hanging out.
Good stuff. Good stuff. I'm glad. Okay, so I want to start you guys off with, you know, how you guys got into track. You guys have been doing excellent this season. A lot of success has come your way so far. And I wanted to know just kind of how you guys got started. So, Austin, I'll start with you.
To be honest with you, I was in seventh grade and I played football and basketball and I never ran track before. And my mom told me to just do it. She said I'd be pretty good at it. And so I was just listening to her. I was like, okay, I tried it and I was pretty good. So I just stuck with it. And now it's like my favorite sport.
Did you like lose interest in the other sports or you just thought maybe I'd be better at this?
Yeah, I know for a fact that like track's my best sport, but like I want to play football again, but I don't know. I like track a lot more than any other sport, I guess, is what I'm saying.
Okay. Xander, what about you?
When I was little, I always played soccer and I was like pretty fast. And my mom said, you need to go to track because you're for your speed. And so I went, and in my seventh grade year, I did pretty good. And then my eighth grade year, that's when I found out track was my sport.
Okay. And so that's why, I mean, my next question was, why did you stick with it? I mean, you guys both just found a love for it and just really decided, hey, I'm really good at this. I'm going to stay with it. Is that kind of how it went?
Yeah, pretty much, honestly.
Yeah.
Okay. So how important has this season been to both of you? Obviously, you guys are both doing really well. You know, what has it meant to you?
This season's been great, honestly. Like, it means a lot, like, just being with the team because, like, every year we lose, like, good friends of ours like seniors, and it's sad. And so like just like cherish those moments, you know, with some seniors and just friends. It's fun.
Yeah. Xander,
this season means a lot to me because my lost one of my best friends, and then I'm doing this season basically for him. His name was Shane Kincaid. I'm pretty sure everyone knows him, and we lost him, and I just dedicated this whole season for him, and I'm just trying to do my best to do Wednesday for him. I promised him a lot of things, and I'm trying to do my best to accomplish him and not let him down.
Awesome. Yeah, that's a good way to dedicate your season, obviously. What has the team chemistry been like, you know, in the locker room, you know, on trips, all of that stuff? Obviously, that comes into play. You know, how well are you guys meshing this year?
Honestly, we have pretty good friendships with all our teammates. We share everything, freaking sit together on the buses, stay up all night on the bus. We're pretty goofy, too. We're always laughing, so I mean, I could say it's pretty good chemistry.
Okay.
Yeah, especially the people on the relays, we get really close with each other because we're always together. We have to talk, we have to connect with each other no matter what. And wherever we go, the other one goes. We all follow each other. And if we want to mess up, we just get on to them, let them know what happened. We just do it again and again. But overall, we're a pretty good family.
What about you two? Do you guys train together? Do you guys stick together in practice, or is it kind of separate because you guys have different events?
No, we usually train together. We always want to train with each other. Yeah. We push ourselves to like get better.
Okay. Very cool. So can you guys tell me just a little bit about maybe your training routines? Obviously, you guys told me that Austin, you do the triple jump and the long jump. Those are going to be your main events in state, correct? And then, Xander, you're doing the 100, the 200, the 4x1 relay, and the 4x2 relay. You know, what kind of goes into a day of training for the both of you?
With me, before, like, my ankle had gotten hurt, I was doing sprint workouts because I do the 400. And we usually go, like, on Mondays, we do, like, 3 500s. And then, like, on Tuesdays, we'd go and do 6 200s, 30-second break. And then we do 10 200 sometimes. And then we do like 150s build up. So we'll like jog the curve and then we'll sprint the rest and then jog the rest. So those are about like my sprint workouts. But long jump and triple jump. For triple, I usually do like bounding. Mm. It's kind of hard to explain. Like you like jump off one leg and like, I don't know if you've ever seen a triple jump. You just, I don't know.
Yeah, I've seen one. I've seen it, yeah.
And long jump, you just get run throughs basically every day. And I use a springboard sometimes too. So okay. That's about it.
Very cool. What about you, Xander?
For me, I have to do a lot of block work get out of the blocks, staying low, and working on everything. And for the relays, I just got to get out fast because the first leg's coming in pretty fast, and then I have to get out even faster. And then if I don't get out as fast, he'll run up on me, and then we'll just completely mess up the whole handoff, and the relay can be screwed from there.
Okay. So there's a lot of things that go into it. And so when you say block work, because I know that a lot of people don't exactly know what that means your takeoff, right?
Yes.
Okay. So what, I guess, goes into block work when you're practicing it? Do you practice pushing off? Do you practice when you take off? Is it all of it?
Yeah, I'm basically, yes. Yeah. Okay. I got to basically work on my form on my right arm all the way up, and I just got to stay low and high knee up all the way until the least first 20 yards. Then that's when you're slowly rising up and you're at full throttle by then.
So when you do the block work, how far do you go off of the blocks when you're typically working on it?
From the line, I do two steps forward, and then okay. I have my left leg all the way up to the one, and then my right foot is my dominant leg, so I have it on the back to 11, and I just push off my right leg because it's my strong leg.
Okay. And how have the coaches contributed to your success this season?
When Coach Gillette came like a few years ago, he's just got like a different mindset. Like when he's your coach, like you just want to work harder. You want to strive to be better. Like winning ain't enough, you know, like let's do this. Like, so we won district last year, and then like he got us another district title this year. And I don't know, he just basically just the whole vibe of Coach Gillette.
And is he the only one that works with you, or are there more coaches that contribute?
No, there's a lot of coaches that contribute to me. I have Coach Dominguez. He's Raul Dominguez around here. Mm-hmm. He's my coach for long jump and triple jump. He's a good guy.
What about you, Xander? How have the coaches contributed to your success?
Coach Gillette did a lot for us. He pushes us, and he doesn't give up on us no matter what. Even if he knows that we're not going to do good, he makes us do good. He doesn't want us to fail, and then he just has that voice. He's so loud, and he screams when he yells. It just hypes you up even more to go do your best. But when Coach Gillette came, it just changed the whole program. He made the program good, and then we just went on from there. We bonded with him really well, and the team liked him. We all liked him, and we just dominated ever since he got here.
Nice. So high praise for Coach Gillette. Very cool. What are some of the things that you guys would say you're most proud of this year?
This year for me, probably just qualifying for state. I mean, it's about as much as I could do, you know?
Yeah. Okay. And you?
For me, doing my personal best in 100, running a 10.6, millisecond off from the school record.
Yeah. That's awesome. So are you still, you're gunning for that number one spot then?
Yes, I am.
Heck yeah. Okay. So can you guys tell me a little bit, I'm going to kind of backtrack on the actual performances and the success that you guys have had. What kind of pregame routines do you have?
Pregame routines. We do these things called plyos, where we like do like a series of like workouts, like high knees, butt kickers, all that good stuff. And then, I mean, we do our own stretching and stuff. I usually like to do like some yoga before I do my jumps and stuff. It really helps me get like limber.
Right.
So it's me though.
Yeah. And are you the only one that does yoga? Do you kind of just go off by yourself?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Probably the only one that does it.
Xander's like, I don't know, this guy's weird.
He's a weird guy.
No, I'm just kidding. But Xander, what about you? What kind of pregame routines?
My pregame, I usually just listen to music, get focused, get hyped before the race, and then when the race comes, show out.
And so this is one of the sports that you can get a little bit more hyped up, and it's not going to affect you mentally. It actually helps you, right?
Yes.
Okay. So what about superstitions? What kind of superstitions do you guys have? Anything that kind of gives you good luck before you, you know, start off your race? Austin, I think you mentioned earlier a little bit about something like you double up your socks every meet.
Yeah. Like that. Yeah, I used to get a blister freshman year on my feet when I would wear one sock, and I was like, no more with this. So I started wearing two socks, and I mean, I win some stuff without wearing two socks, so it's just my thing.
Okay, cool. Very cool. What about you, Xander?
I pray before the race.
Yeah.
Wish me luck and all that.
Is there anything in track, and this might be a general thing, but is there anything in track that's kind of like, oh, that's bad luck, dude. You like, now you're screwed. Anything like that?
Yeah. I'd say, yeah, like I said earlier, like, don't look down.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's the worst thing you can do in jumping. Like, that's just my thing.
Okay.
For me, it's like, if you false start, it's just going to get to your head. You're going to keep doing it. You're going to think you're going to do it, and you're just going to jump the gun.
Okay. Very cool. And then, what is your favorite part of the sport, just altogether?
Honestly, being with all my friends at the track meets, honestly. Just having a good time with them. It's the funnest part.
Yeah, same. Being with my friends and then going to track meets and seeing new people, meeting them, pretty nice and cool.
Do you guys have a good chemistry with other teams too? It's not just like a full-on rivalry, or do you get into it with the other teams, or?
Yeah, we're friends with a lot of, like, I have a lot of friends like that do my events that are like good friends of mine, and I've known them for like all the years I've been in high school. And we also have some times where it's like, you know, shut up, like right. Some beef,
some heavy rivalry.
Yeah.
Okay. And then what do you, I know you guys both have some funny memories, right? So can you guys explain a funny memory you might've had?
Yes. On our way back from Alamogordo, one of our friends named Taylor, he had to go to the bathroom. And we were on the bus, in the middle of nowhere. He had nowhere to go. So we gave him a water bottle.
Oh.
And, yeah, it did not go well from there. About halfway, the bottle was already half filled.
Oh, man.
And literally, we were all crying because he didn't know what to do. The bottle was getting filled, and he was still peeing. Yeah. Didn't go well for him at all. Okay.
All right. Austin?
Last year at State, we all went to the swimming pool, and, like, everybody was leaving. And I think it was just, like, me left. Everybody said they were going to go, and we went to the restroom. I had taken off my swim trunks and put on a towel, and we went into the restroom, and I forgot I left my swim trunks in the pool area, and we didn't have a key to get back in. So I was stuck in the bathroom for, like, 30 minutes.
With no clothes.
No clothes, yeah.
Wow. So, okay. So those are good, funny moments for sure. And maybe regrettable moment.
Yeah, a little bit.
And then what would you say? I mean, and we talked about a little bit on your best memory of track. And I think you guys both kind of agreed that Australia was one of the coolest experiences you guys have had. Could you tell me a little bit about, you know, how you guys were able to even make that trip?
Yeah, we got a letter in the mail, like early sophomore year, saying like, you got invited to this and whatnot. So we were like so down. We just like saved up money, got from like different companies and stuff sponsored, and then we went. That was about how we started.
Yeah, the trip was a little bit of money.
Yeah.
Took a little while to get. We got there.
And what about the flight? How was the flight up there? How long was it?
The flight was 18 hours.
Yeah, 18
hour flight. Yes. Just nonstop.
No, we took four different flights. We flew from Albuquerque to Phoenix, from Phoenix to LA, Brisbane, Australia.
Wow, okay. So yeah, what was it like upon arrival? Was it totally different? Did it look kind of similar to America? And then how was it?
No, honestly, it looked kind of different, honestly, like the trees and stuff. Like I'd never seen the trees that are up there. And then, like, the people, just, like, when you get off, just talk different. Mm-hmm. Like, right away, you're like, whoa, that's about what's different.
And then, like, on the first day of competition, it was raining.
Really?
Yeah.
And you had to run through it?
Yeah. And we're not used to, like, running in the rain because we're from Carlsbad.
Yeah. Okay, and then, you know, another thing about Australia was, I mean, obviously, like you said, the culture's different. There's a lot of different things there. You know, what was the food like? Did you guys experience some different foods?
Kind of, honestly. I don't really recall, like, a food that I hadn't ate there, though.
Yeah, they had, the names were different. Like, Burger King was called Hungry Jack's.
Mm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they didn't have sweet tea, Dr. Pepper, or Coca-Cola.
Really?
Yeah, they didn't have none of that. I asked for a sweet tea, and the lady just looked at me like I was dumb.
So do they do iced tea, at least?
Yeah, they have iced tea, but not sweet tea.
No, they don't brew the tea sweet. Wow, okay. And so that's cool. I mean, being able to go to another country in high school and represent, you know, you guys represented the country, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, and you guys had some success there. Can you explain, like, kind of what you won there?
Yeah, I won the triple jump the second day I was there was when that happened. That was the only event I won up there. I got first in the prelims of the 400, though, and then I think I got fourth. Yeah, I got fourth in the end of that one.
Cool.
So,
me, I ran, I did the 100, 200, and the 4x1. I won. We took first in the 4x1, and I took first in the 200. And then the 100, I took fourth overall. But I had to go through, like, finals, semifinals, and prelims. It was just a lot of running.
Yeah, a lot of, it was heavy on you guys. How long were you guys in Australia?
1.5 weeks.
1.5 weeks.
Oh, okay, and so then, it was a quick trip.
And then we flew to Hawaii for relaxation for three days.
Oh, and that was actually built into the trip itself?
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow, that's cool. And then I guess, and we'll move to, you know, your favorite professional sprinter. I know that a lot of people, you know, take a lot of what they do from somebody that they look up to. And so I think you guys both actually said you had a favorite. So Xander, I'll start with you. Who are some of the favorite, I guess, people that you look up to in track?
People I look up to in track is probably one of my favorites is Jesse Owens, because everything what he did, pretty remarkable, all the records he broke, and he showed everyone what he can done. And then my other one is probably Andre Degrasse.
Okay.
From Canada.
Very cool. And he's a current runner.
Yes.
Okay. Austin?
I got Carl Lewis is probably one of my favorites. I look up to him in long jump. Broke the world record like 2 times. Stud. And Michael Johnson, he's a pretty big idol of mine for the 400 meters. He's blown records away. So those are probably my two idols.
Awesome. Do you guys have plans for next year? I mean, obviously, you guys have been doing really well. I'm sure that there can't be a ton of regrets from this season, but, you know, there's always room for improvement. You guys have another year in high school. What would it be? What would be on the top of your list for improvements?
Getting stronger.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely. I need to work on my speed and my jumping and stuff. I want to next year try to go for that for the long jump record.
Right, and get that ankle completely 100% and everything like that. Is it still not at 100%?
No, I mean, I'm only 3.5 weeks, 4 weeks almost out of surgery.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, it's not full yet. I mean, it's still bruised, but I've been doing good. I won the long jump at district, so I'm glad to have done that with my ankle and everything.
Yeah, dude, that's awesome. Awesome. Okay, so we're going to get into rapid fire. It's a thing that I like to do on this show. What I'm going to do is I'm going to spit questions at you. You're just going to fire them right back, and that's just kind of how we're going to kind of get this thing rolling. First off, I got to mention the sponsors, Constructors, Inc., Albertsons Market, Bowen Insurance, Fashion Eyeworks, and Kaleidoscope's Ice Cream and More. So thank you to those of you that are sponsoring us. And for those of you listening, go and support those sponsors. So rapid fire, you guys ready for that?
Yep.
All right, let's go ahead. And who wants to be the first one to answer these? You guys are pointing at each other. Austin, I'm going to start with you. Okay, so first one. If you could visit one stadium, where would it be?
MetLife Stadium in New York.
Okay, cool.
Same.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Favorite food?
Strawberry.
Pizza.
Favorite Netflix series?
Probably American Horror Story.
Okay.
Second Chance You.
All right. Favorite Kaleidoscope's flavor?
Chocolate chip cookie dough.
Superman.
What cleats are you guys wearing right now?
Nike.
New Balance.
All right. Hidden talent?
I could play guitar.
Oh, cool. That's sweet.
I can do the drums.
You can play the drums? Nice. Very cool. Is that real?
Sway.
I'm just kidding. All right. Favorite candy?
Jolly Rancher.
Skittles.
Okay. Role model?
My mother.
My mother.
Okay. Favorite number?
80.
7.
Favorite color?
Red.
Blue.
Favorite cafeteria item here at CHS?
I definitely have to go with the nachos.
Okay.
Tacos.
Okay. Dream car?
Aston Martin.
Camaro.
Where do you want to live after high school? If you could live anywhere.
LA.
Okay.
Atlanta.
Okay. And then lastly, favorite thing that you own?
My phone, I guess. Okay. I don't know.
My Yeezys.
Your Yeezys, okay. Oh, yeah. And you're wearing them right now in the studio. And you said you got those. I mean, you saved up for those.
Oh, yeah.
Dang, okay. And they're real, guys.
Yes, make sure they're real. Knows. They are real.
Okay, so that concludes Rapid Fire, guys. Thanks for doing that. My last big question for you guys is, do you have any advice that you'd give to, you know, somebody that was, you know, up and coming, a young athlete that wants to be successful in track when they get to high school?
Never give up.
Yeah, just stick with it if you really love, like, anything. Honestly, just stick with it.
Don't let no one get you down. Do what you want to do. Just stick with it.
Very cool. Awesome. Very short and to the point. I love it. And lastly, do you guys have any shout outs that you want to give to friends, family, coaches, teammates, anybody like that?
I want to give out a shout out to my family, especially my mom, because she never gave up on me and she pushes me. Give a shout out to Coach Gillette for pushing us. And I want another give a shout out to Robin Kincaid. I love you, Robin. I know it's been a hard time, but we all love you.
Very cool. And Austin?
I'm going to give a shout-out to Coach Gillette, too, for pushing me the past few years, telling me what's right, you know, always telling me to stick to the plan. And another shout-out to my mom for always telling me to do the right thing and don't give up, because times ain't easy, but it'll always get better. And to my friends for just sticking with me through all these years. And that's about it.
Very cool. Thanks, guys, so much for being on the show. It was a lot of fun having you guys here, and I wish you guys the best of luck in state.